Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hey Josh, how's things? Are you ready for the moving up show? What are you cooking today?
I'll be cooking banana flapjacks. Also, I know that JC is talking about her favourite dancers on Strictly Dancing.
Oh, of course. We're also talking about the Game Seats Row.
That sounds brilliant, guys. I think we'd better get started.
So this week's Strictly Sequins, here's Josie to tell us all about what's happened in the dancing competition.
Well, this time it was Halloween, because we all know Halloween ends at the 31st of October.
Okay, good. So what did you find most interesting about this programme this week?
The beginning part, because everyone was dressed up as skeletons, which I actually thought it was from the new Walt Disney Pixar movie, Coco. It's about like a young boy named Miguel who loves music, but his family doesn't, and he has no idea why. So by looking at his ancestors from the dead, the land of dead, he discovers the true history of his great-great-grandfather.
Oh, that sounds like a really good film. That sounds like a good film for watching at Halloween. Not too scary, I hope.
No, and I don't see it as Halloween. I see it as friendship.
Oh, that's lovely. Okay, so the dance that was being danced reminded you of that film. And what was the music that they were dancing to?
It's got two names. They say shake, shake, Shona, shake your body line, and jumping the line.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. Right, so let's get down to the numbers and the business. So who were the top of the leaderboard this week, Josie?
There was two couple, because one of them almost got 40. There was Ashley and Pasha and Fayan Giovanni, and they both had 39 points.
Gosh, and they've been neck and neck all the way through, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
So who were the two unlucky couples who were in the dance-off?
Sean and Katie, and they had 20 points.
And who were the other couple?
Graham and OT, although they were nearly, because every week Sean and Katie always get picked off and go back in, but this time they got really voted out.
They really got voted out. And what dance did they do?
The Viennese Waltz dance.
Right. And what were the judges' comments about that one?
They lost the energy in two bigger steps.
Oh dear, oh dear. Well, there's been a lot of scandal around those two, hasn't there? Will you come back next week, Josie, and tell us about next week's episode?
Yes, I will.
Great.
So Josh, what are you making this week?
Today I'm making banana flapjacks.
How do we make banana flapjacks then?
You need 50 grams of oats, 3 bananas mashed, 3 to 5 tablespoons of honey, 4 tablespoons of coconut oil melted, 30 grams of pistachios, 30 grams of dried cranberries, and 2 teaspoons of cinnamon.
Does sound quite nice. Should we have anything with it?
You need to preheat the oven to 18 degrees and line a non-stick tray with greaseproof paper. In a large bowl, stir together all of the ingredients until well combined. Pour the mixture into a tray and pat down with the back of a spoon until smooth. Bake for 15 to 20 minutes until golden brown. Allow to cool before cutting into even squares. You've been listening to Josh's Recipe of the Week.
Hello, today I'm Chad and I'll be talking about Saint Tropez. So, I like them all, but what does other people think about it though?
I mean, the series started off strong. The first game had a brilliant storyline that got the user into the game very quickly. You know, that old style game almost, where, you know, you're accepted into the Saints and, you know, you're treated as one of their own. But they seem to have lost that as they went on, because 1 and 2 were absolutely amazing games. Where do you think they went wrong in 3?
Well, by putting all of the mods into like making it special effects, I didn't like it. It made it so disrespectful in so many ways. It made it just ruined the whole game.
Yeah, why do you think that they would have veered away from the old style storyline? Do you think they were worried that users were going to get bored of it?
It could be a number of reasons, because one of the comments that I read before, they had a sort of copying Grand Theft Auto, because the way they had it brought in their gangs and whatever else. So I was like, oh, okay, but then really it's not. It could be that reason, or it's because the people that was making it was probably just like, yeah, change up a bit.
I mean, it works both ways, the copying, because you know Grand Theft Auto Online, the way you can have cars and whatever, they actually copied that of Saints Row 2. Because that's what you could do in Saints Row 2, because you link up with your mates and use your own custom cars, and you could do missions together as well. So on that basis, you could also say that GTA was also copying them.
See, it can go both ways. This is what the big debate is about, like, lately. Like, different games are going with other games, like Saints Row and GTA. Is it really put together? You never know.
I mean, I think what made Saints Row special was definitely the storyline.
Yeah.
You got the characters, you got why they're doing what they're doing, and I think that it was a great rival to GTA that I don't think that Rockstar saw coming, because it was a game that sort of came out of nowhere when it first hit the scene.
Exactly. That's what Rockstar was like, oh my god, I need to make GTA twice as much as better. It's so annoying in a way. Because Saints Row, the Wicked storyline was the prison bit, and then you got the other bit coming out of prison, and then different going to the gangs. It was so much more realistic on the streets than in GTA. Is more like now laid back and chilled. Because you got the Unite Nations, is that the word I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the groups by connecting them and whatever else. But on GTA, you can't do nothing like that.
I mean, I think it made sort of a friendly rivalry. So at the end of the day, I think the customer got the best deal out of it, because the two games were competing with each other to come out with better content than the other. And I think the ones who really benefited was the customers, because both franchises bring out some brilliant storylines, some brilliant games. And I think we were very lucky that, you know, it turned out that way.
Yeah, definitely. With that, I just think it's hard though, because like, they stopped doing Saints Row now. But I noticed that they were thinking of doing number 5, but I don't know if that got released yet or not, but they're thinking about
it. Might be time to say it's the end of Saints Row. I mean, it had a good run and we all enjoyed it. But that's been us for this week, and I hope you've enjoyed.
Take it easy.
Is about the positive and negative effects of gaming.
Well, my positive views of gaming is calming you down when you feel agitated or stressed with anything out. And I can escapism. Thank you. It makes me feel like I don't have nobody else, but if I'm going to a virtual reality world, I feel like I'm with new people and talking to people as well. But the bad side about that is you can be like trolled and online greening as well.
My favourite thing to do in trolls is literally shoot them down. They're always on the roof as well on GTA, so it's like, down, you're getting down.
Totally.
So is there a particular game, Charles, that you would play to release some of that agitation that you have?
It depends on what's like. I could do Call of Duty for hours and really... That's my middle name. Call of Duty is that perfect. If I'm really cheesed off, it'll be like GTA for hours.
GTA is the best thing.
Yeah, so Toby, what's your point?
The first one is basically the same as yours, just like GTA. I only have one game, so my Xbox cannot, the disc tray does not work anymore, so GTA is permanently stuck in it.
So what do you find that GTA does do?
Pretty much all the same as what Charles has said, but the bit I like about it, I find amusing, is the online trolls. The troll one, because they seem to always be on GTA Online, always be on the same roof. They'll respawn, climb up to that same roof, or they'll be in different places and you can just shoot them down. It's a way of getting taken out and put them.
Anything else?
I just can't distract the game. It's just like anyone that just bothers me. It's like busy, stuck on the screen.
So in a way you're helping your concentration?
Not really. My TV screen is literally there. And I'm there, so it's literally... you can't really see what I'm doing, but my TV screen's right near my face, basically.
So would you say you were sort of blocking out reality in a way, then? So again, it's escapism.
I just find it more fun. There's nothing to do here on the Isle of Wight, so GTA's better. And I know people all across UK and that. Jack, what about you?
Yes, normally I do tend to be a bit more creative when it comes to some beast shit.
When you play your games, do you sort of like build things?
Yes, what? Beast building and weapons for some reason.
And was that a particular game?
Well, I mean, it's...
Was it Fallout 4, did you mention?
Yeah, or some other type of games as well.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you find when you're playing, are you all by yourself or are you socialising in other ways?
Oh, yeah, can you build both? With my weapons, I do tend to try and, you know, customise them, maybe upgrade.
Mm. Is there anything that there's a downside to it? Because I know you clearly enjoy playing games, but is there any downside?
Well, there is. Until you actually end up and off to bed and then having these dreams from doing the same thing.
So really your brain's been so active, perhaps you can't sleep properly and all those things are still going through your head, is that right?
Yeah. 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 Kind of a lot of ideas on the story. Yeah, what about you, Josh?
Socialise with family and siblings. I'm in the same room or online.
So it's a good way of connecting with your family members.
Yeah.
And having fun.
And if you want some, if there's some, a word that you can't understand, or you can always translate to it as well.
Mm. If you're playing with somebody in another country.
Yeah.
Okay.
The downside is it's addictive, so you can become hooked on a certain game and not want to get off it. And it can also be like a waste of time and money.
Well, that was a very interesting discussion. I'm not a gamer myself, but I've learned a lot today. Whether to love them or hate them, they're here to stay.
You've been listening to The Moving Up Show on Vectis Radio 104.6.
Vectis Radio has been on FM for a year today. Happy birthday, Vectis Radio FM.
You can catch up with us on the website, vectisradio.com. You've got podcasts on there, you can access all sorts. You can keep up to date with us on Twitter and Facebook, Vectis Radio. We will be back next Sunday. Thanks for listening.